This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Before Cassandra Wilson moved to New York in the 1980s and became one of the acclaimed jazz singers of our time, she was a guitar-strumming singer-songwriter back in Jackson, Mississippi. For her new album, Belly of the Sun, Wilson returned to her home state to soak up some down-on-the-Delta atmosphere and record with a few local musicians. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's a homecoming in more ways than one.
It's darkness on the Delta. That's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Cassandra Wilson and pianist Boogaloo Ames with a Mildred Bailey number from the 1930s. It's the only piano-dominated track on an album thick with guitars. Wilson recorded most of it in an old train station and boxcar in Mississippi blues country, a good gimmick if nothing else. Like the well-hyped debut by fellow Blue Note artist Nora Jones, who sounds like a sleep-deprived Bonnie Raitt, Wilson's Belly of the Sun targets pop buyers more than hardline jazz fans. Critic Martin Johnson has made the good point that Jones's twangy CD reaches out to roots music fans whipped up by the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Some of Wilson's album is cut from the same gunny sack.
Gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. And bring the law.
Besides the old bluesy numbers, Wilson's album has a few of her own songs, one a winner called Drunk as Cooter Brown. She also covers tunes by the band, Bob Dylan and Glen Campbell, the pop music of the 60s and 70s when Wilson was learning guitar and started singing in coffee houses. With her dusky contralto voice, she's the most sultry sounding of the modern jazz singers who ooze their way around a tune, like Diana Krall. But sometimes, Wilson overindulges that side. She sings The Weight with a lot less urgency than the band's Levon Helm. When Glen Campbell sang Jim Webb's Wichita Lineman, he had to reach for the climactic high notes. The soaring melody gave you an idea of how the world looks from the top of a utility pole. Wilson sings it lower in her range, so she doesn't have to reach. But staying closer to the ground, she misses the view from up there.
I hear him singing through the wires. I can hear him through the wine, but my Wichita lineman is still on the line.
On a typical jazz vocal record, a bossa nova might be the mellow interlude. But Cassandra Wilson gets so laid back, a Brazilian number makes her snap too. This is Antonio Carlos Jobim's Waters of March.
A spear, a spike, a point, a nail, a trip, a drop. The end of a tale, a truckload of bricks in the soft morning light. The sound of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump, it's a girl. It's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's a mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mud, a float, a drift, a flight, a wing, a hawk, a queen. The promise of spring and the riverbank chalks are the waters of March. The end of all strain, the joy in your heart.
That's Goosebump Good. The wordy lyric gives her no time to slack off. Belly of the Sun reminds me of classic albums Van Morrison made when Wilson was a teen, like Astral Weeks or Moondance. Morrison also wrote guitar-based songs with jazzy overtones and liked to stretch a few syllables putting one over. In record stores, you find Van Morrison under pop, not jazz. Lucky for him, as pop sells way better. If it seems odd that Cassandra Wilson's or Nora Jones's CD is on Blue Note, the jazz division of Mega Mega Capitol Records, you can take it as a sign that the idea of listening to a jazz singer appeals to record buyers' sense of sophistication, even if they don't really like straight-up jazz records. A singer friend of mine also suggests that typing this music as jazz saves it from the odious tag of adult contemporary music. Who wants to be seen buying that?
He was drunk as Cooter Brown. Words fell from his tongue with a slurring silver sound. He'd come this way from the other side of town. He was drunk as Cooter Brown. And his coat hung round his shoulders with a gangster.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Belly of the Sun, the new CD by Cassandra Wilson. This is Fresh Air.